and a pretty example you set as a father. You'll make your boys as bad as yourself, talking as you did all breakfast time about your buttons. And of a Sunday morning, too. And you call yourself a Christian. I should like to know what your boys will say of you when they grow up. And all about a paltry button off one of your wristbands. A decent man wouldn't have mentioned it. Why don't I hold my tongue? Because I won't hold my tongue. I'm to have my peace of mind destroyed. I'm to be worried into my grave for a miserable shirt button, and I'm to hold my tongue. Oh, but that's just like you men. But I know what I'll do for the future. Every button you have may drop off, and I won't so much as put a thread to 'em. And I should like to know what you'll do then. Oh, you must get somebody else to sew 'em, must you? That's a pretty threat for a husband to hold out to his wife. And to such a wife as I've been, too. Such a slave to your buttons, as I may say. Somebody else to sew 'em. No, Caudle, no, not while I'm alive. When I'm dead, and with what I have to bear, there's no knowing how soon that may be. When I'm dead, I say, oh, what a brute you must be to snore so. You're not snoring. Ha! That's what you always say. But that's nothing to do with it. You must get somebody else to sew a musture. Ha! I shouldn't wonder. Oh, no, I should be surprised at nothing now. Nothing at all. It's what people have always told me it would come to. And now the buttons have opened my eyes. But the whole world shall know of your cruelty, Mr. Caudle, after the wife I've been to you. Caudle, you've a heart like a hearthstone, you have.